This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. On Fox News right now, there's a major headline declaring that plot to attack Federal Reserve foiled. As we've pointed out in the past, when you hear about these so-called plots that they foil, in almost every case, the reason they foiled it is because FBI or government agents were the ones running the plot. They concocted the plan, they organized the plot, they supplied the materials that were supposedly going to be used in the plot. They are called agent provocateur at events. And as I looked at this article, I expected to see the same thing, that a government agent was actually running the whole thing. And what do you know? It says in the article that, quote, the 21-year-old suspect attempted to detonate what he thought was a 1,000-pound bomb in front of the Fed building on Liberty Street, but the device was a fake supplied to him by undercover FBI agents who had been tracking his activity. There you go. It was an agent provocateur event, as it is in almost every single case. FBI agents were the ones running it. They supplied the materials. It was a fake. They were tracking him the whole time. They simply got someone who was evil and gullible enough to go along with their plan. They also say that the supposed explosives posed no threat to the public. That's not a surprise, because it's not about a real threat. It's about theater to convince the people that there are threats, when in fact almost the entire war on terror is a hoax. And the target that they chose for this so-called plot was also strategic. They picked the Federal Reserve Building in New York City. That was a calculated attempt to portray opponents of the private banking cartel, which really runs this country, known as the Federal Reserve, as possibly terrorists, lawless criminals. So don't believe the hype, don't believe the propaganda, and when you hear about these so-called plots, look at the article, and you will see in almost every case that it's run by government officials.